You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's the final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. During the commercial break, we keep looking at this Rolling Stone list of the top 500 songs of all time. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not investing in this. I like the references. I like the backstory on some of these songs. I'm just not investing any time or emotion in this. Paulie's been trying to make me angry. Not going to work.
So if I told you that Britney Spears' Toxic is one spot ahead of Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love on the list, yeah, you would say...
I'd say, you know, I'm happy for Britney. I'm happy for her.
And you've seen them both equal amount of times in concert. So.
I have seen both of them one time. I went to see Britney Spears by myself in Los Angeles.
So you have an educated opinion on this topic.
Yes, I do. And saw Zeppelin in Cincinnati.
Better concert.
Wow. I'm going to say Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Because
that's the right answer.
Back, like, Led Zeppelin wasn't a great concert as far as they didn't do anything. I mean, it's, you had Robert Plant usually in a belly shirt and jeans that were way too tight. And just like Britney. And in fact, I think they could have worn the same outfits. Yeah, they could have. Come to think of it, who wore it better? Yeah, Robert might have worn it better. Jimmy Page would get on a double neck guitar and he'd play a couple of solos. And then you'd have John Bonham on drums playing a solo or two that could last 20 minutes. So Zeppelin wasn't a great... Pink Floyd is as good a concert as I've been to visually, because that's when they had the album Animals. And you had all of these balloons, like they were animals that were floating around. You know, you'd have a pig up there and you'd be... It was just wild. And you didn't really have that kind of, you know, stage performance back then. You know, the Stones put on a great show. They were very theatrical when I saw them. The Who, I didn't see him with Keith Moon, so it was basically Daltrey would, like, sling the microphone up and then catch it, and then Pete Townsend would wail on the guitar, and that was about it. Prince put on a great show. Bowie put on a great show as well. But I just remember going to the Zeppelin show and like, that's it? Like, they're just going to kind of... I love the music, but there wasn't any real stage presence there other than Robert Plant's outfit. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, there was like... What was that documentary that Led Zeppelin released like a long time ago? And you can see now when you watch it, like, it's just some spotlights and them standing there.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Strokes in a way. Like, they just kind of get up there, play their songs, and then walk off. That's kind of what it seemed like Led Zeppelin did.
Yes, McLovin.
I hate to stand up for the Beatles, but the Beatles are a little slighted on this list. I saw Guinness Book of World Records said yesterday by the Beatles is the most covered song in the history of the world.
Yeah.
How can... That's nowhere to be found on here.
And unless they put out the list and they just want reaction. Because if you put like four Beatles songs in the top 20 and you put a couple of Stones songs in there, you know, you're playing to a younger demo. Clearly playing to a younger demo. Yeah, Seton.
You know, I think that Rolling Stone kind of admits that in the first line of the article, because it says something like, I'm not looking at it right now, but it says something like, 17 years ago we made this list and it was our most read thing ever of all time. So now we're doing it again. We're just updating it.
That was 17 years ago they put that out?
Yeah, their top best 500 songs. Yeah, I think it said 17 years.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to put the Beatles in there. I mean, the Beatles, their influence is crazy. You know, how they impacted the world of music. Crazy. I don't want to say it's... I'm not investing any time or emotion in this. Yes, yeah,
it is kind of nice, though, to look at a list that the top 25 isn't Beatles, Stones, Jimi Hendrix. It's kind of nice to see that, though.
I know, but then it kind of cuts at your credibility when you... I mean, come on.
Royals?
By Lord?
Not even the best Lord song.
That's the only song you know by... I don't even know. You know why you know that? It's because remember when I played, it was Hotel California and Lord with Royals. And if you combine the two, it's awesome. It really is. Now, Hotel California is not even in the top 50. But Lord is. Good Lord! What's going on? I'm not investing time or emotion? What, McLovin?
Unbelievable. All those bands you mentioned, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, the Eagles, they're not in there.
You know?
I kind of like that Lord song. No?
Yes, Paul.
Tom Petty doesn't make the list until the 169th song. I'm going to picket Rolling Stone's offices if they have one.
Because you've been listening to some Tom Petty lately.
Oh, no, I know.
Did I tell you about the channel?
Paulie made it seem like you just found Tom Petty. He's like, hey, have you ever heard Tom Petty's channel on Sirius? And I go, yeah.
I just happened to be listening the other day.
Yeah, I've been listening. You know, and he starts like, he's breathless. He's like, and then George Strait covers one of Petty's songs.
Yeah, you wrecked me. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I've been listening to it.
Golly, he's good.
I just jumped on the bandwagon in 2018.
You might want to check out this Petty fella.
I know. I had to break the news to him that he's dead. I was Paul, you won't be able to see him in concert. Really? Do you not coming around here? And I go, no, he's
not coming around here no more.
No, not. Oh, okay.
That's a Fritzy.
Come around here.
See what you did there.
Sunday Night Football, it'll be a great one. It'll be Patrick Mahomes. What's up, Mahomes? And the Chiefs against Baltimore and Lamar Jackson. We had Chris Collinsworth on. He, of course, will be on the call with Al Michaels Sunday night. And I asked him, what would he do? What would he say to Lamar Jackson if he were coaching him?
One of the things I'm going to talk about during the broadcast is that Lamar, I think when he has more space to work with, is even better. I think of Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson will drop 11 yards deep into the backfield. And when he steps up, that forces the angle of those defensive linemen to be much deeper. If I were coaching him, I would try to create as much space around him, which would mean a much more vertical drop and a deeper drop than what he's doing right now.
That's Chris Collinsworth. He'll be on the call. And I wonder if you just go empty backfield with Lamar Jackson, and then therefore you can add another lineman if you want, or you could have another wide receiver. And then you allow him more room to work with. That might be something they try to do to Kansas City. You could argue that last year's Super Bowl was the greatest quarterback matchup in NFL history, Brady versus Mahomes. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, Daniel Jones and Taylor Heineke. Daniel Jones versus Taylor Heineke. Jones and the Giants struggled in week one, and Heineke filling in for Ryan Fitzpatrick in Washington. Both players have the stage to themselves tonight. Well, there's nothing else on, so I've got to watch. There's nothing else on. You'll watch this. Somebody has to. Other than their family. Danny Dimes versus Taylor, don't call me Tyler Heineke. Da, 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 da. By the way, Danny Dimes is undefeated against Washington. He has 4 wins against Washington. He has 4 wins against the rest of the NFL. Giants invested some draft picks and some free agent dollars to support him, and maybe this is his last chance. Heineke has the potential to be a really great story. Played well in the playoffs against the Buccaneers. Gave his team a spark last week against the Chargers. But primetime games are really interesting because both teams seem important. And it's a standalone game. And maybe this game will determine very little in the big picture. But it could be a big deal for the future of these two quarterbacks when you think about it. Stumbled upon it sounds like I'm trolling the audience when I ask Chris Collinsworth, who's the greatest football player of all time? And is it Tom Brady? And Collinsworth said, absolutely. And then we started having this discussion of, it's hard to give it to a guy who's not a great athlete in a sport where you're expected to be very athletic to succeed. Jeff in Detroit joins us on that topic. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? First of all, shout out to Ann and Chat Row. Thanks a lot, man. Thank you for keeping Chat Row together after we came from Peacock. Listen, when you guys came upon a wonderful question, because I'm sitting here, and I mean, I'm changing my mind every 2 seconds because I'm thinking to myself, he has the physical and the mental, but the one thing that he has that
we're forgetting about is the clutch gene. He does exactly what he has to do when he has to do it, and the man has been around since, what, 2000? I mean, my goodness. And who's left in his class? Who's left that's even that even came out with Brady?
No, right now? So nobody, unless it's a kicker. Thank you, Jeff. Aaron in Indiana. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Dan. 5'10", 225.
Yes.
Yeah, I throw out the athleticism. I mean, there's been plenty of guys that go into the combine and, you know, do amazing things. But, I mean, a lot of them are one and done. I just think Tom Brady, you know, going to Tampa Bay and doing what he does on another team has kind of cemented what he already had. And whatever he brings to a team, I mean, he wins. Peyton Manning was kind of that way. You know, you guys throw away the two Denver Super Bowls a lot, but would Denver have been there if he wasn't there? I mean, to me, what a guy brings to a team other than his position is, you know, really important as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron. Craig in Idaho. Hi, Craig.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. On a good day, 6 feet, 180. Thank you. Now, as a 65-year-old Packer fan, the man I was always the most impressed with as a total football player was Walter Payton. He could do it all, run, block, pass, receive. He was a gamer. Yeah, to me, he was the best. I mean, Tom Brady, the ultimate winner, much like Bill Russell. And I must say, Dan, I got to compliment you in your show. You are by far the best interviewer ever. I've listened to talk radio for years, and hands down, you are the best. And I love the crew. I love your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate that. Paulie, do you know Craig in Idaho? Did you know that he was going to call in and talk about Walter Payton?
No.
That's okay.
I also told him to compliment you at the end and make it smooth it over even better. Compliment Walter, compliment Dan.
By the way, Pro Football Focus just tweeted. Here's a nugget for you. How about the highest graded quarterback under pressure in week one? Does anybody want to guess the highest graded quarterback while under pressure? By the way, that wasn't in the top 500 songs Under Pressure by David Bowie. Later copied by Vanilla Ice, right? Didn't he?
He said it was different.
I know. He goes, no, it's like, dun, 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 dun. No, no, that's the way it sounds.
He goes, ours goes, dun, 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 dun. Oh, my God, dude. It's a little different.
Vanilla Ice sends me random videos sometimes. Yeah, you know, so Rob just, he'll be at his house or something. And go, hey, man, just thinking of you. And then he'll just send me a video. And it's just, and I had a great time with him when I did a movie with him, a Sandler movie. I really enjoyed him. I thought he was, you know, very funny, engaging, and not a, you know, diva, prima donna. But yeah, it'd just be like random videos. My wife goes, who's sending you a video? Vanilla Ice. Oh, let me see it. And I show her, and she's like, oh, yeah, it is. Vanilla Ice. Let's see. Oh, who wants to answer? Yeah, McClubbin.
Based on you asking it, is it possible that my guy Andy Dalton somehow won that?
No, he did not. He was under pressure. He didn't do well under pressure. These are the highest graded quarterbacks under pressure, not the quarterbacks who were under pressure the most. Yes, Eden.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, no, but good guess. Mm. This is, wow. I'm pretty shocked at this. The top two, I'm shocked. Both won. Let me see. One guy is with a new team. One guy is with a team that he is trying to earn the starting job. Yes, McLovin.
New team's got to be Stafford or Goff.
No.
No?
Sam Darnold.
Oh.
Sam Darnold is second to this quarterback who had the highest grade under pressure in week one. Jalen Hurts.
Oh. My guy.
Yes.
My guy now.
Yeah. He wasn't your guy, but now he is. Yeah. Jalen Hurts. You're week to week. it feels like.
I've been
like some. We're all day to day, but you're week to week.
I'm pretty bullish on Jalen Hurts. I was pretty high on him.
No, stop it.
No, he remember everyone.
I don't remember.
Everyone got mad when they pulled him out of the game in week 17. Everyone's like, "How can you pull Jalen Hurts?" Then 2 weeks later, like, "I don't think Jalen Hurts is good enough to start." Yeah, he's my guy.
No, but you have other guys. You have Case Keenum. You have Andy Dalton.
Those are my OG guys. Yeah, those are always my OGs.
Do you have an against the grain coming up?
I do, and it's very special.
Well, what's it have to do with? We'll take a break, and then I'm trying to keep the audience here.
With Todd Fritz out today,
ooh,
I have 5 against the grain limericks.
5?
Yes, they're all thematically connected.
Thematically, yes, Eden.
And what makes this even more interesting, actually, is that Andrew was an English major with a
expertise in Shakespeare.
So these limericks are going to be incredible.
Wait, your major in college was basically Shakespeare?
I was an English major with a concentration in Shakespeare because you had to fulfill all these old requirements.
Okay. What's the job market for somebody who majors in Shakespeare?
Well, professor. But they didn't have a journalism major. I was on the school paper, and I had to be an English major.
Shakespeare. All right.
Wait, you're a fan of the theater?
I am, but I didn't major. I majored in communications. Exactly.
You're not like a first round draft pick who majored in communication? I thought that was just something to get the football players through school.
General studies.
Oh, that's a best.
Yeah. Let me take a break. We'll regroup here. 17 after the hour. Dan Patrick Show. Teams are back on the gridiron, as they like to say. Lucky for us, that's only 1 week. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, putting you in the center of all the action for week 2. New customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. You sign up using code Patrick. Get in on the action now, and it's simple. You pick your lineup, you stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition, feel that NFL action like never before. Free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Before you get started, download the DraftKings app now. Use the code Patrick, and this week new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Once again, enter code Patrick, get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. The official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. That's code Patrick, only at DraftKings. Download the app now. And a reminder, minimum $5 deposit is required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, 5-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We were discussing the Rolling Stone top 500 songs of all time, and Paulie just asked me, is there a song that comes on and you change the channel?
You don't like it, it brings up a bad memory, a breakup, or just rubs you the wrong way.
Did you guys ever make a mixtape for a woman? McLovin, did you?
Oh, definitely.
Seton, did you?
Absolutely.
Paulie?
They made them for me, dude.
Right. I had somebody make me one, but I'd never made one.
There's no greater gesture in life than to give someone music.
Well, I know, but I could give you an album, or I could sing to you, or I could take you to a concert. I don't need to do a mixtape. Yes, McLovin.
So you're going to sing to a date on like a second date and just start belting out a song?
Sure. Why not? Now, did you make it for a girlfriend, McLovin?
Oh, yeah. So remember you used to, everybody did. You had those tapes. You bought those blank tapes, the Maxwells.
Yeah.
And you took your record player, and I remember doing that for guy friends, too, I think.
Guy friends?
Yeah, I know. That sounds pretty bad now. But.
Well, you were experimenting back in the college days.
Hey, well, yeah, we made tons of mixtapes.
Seton, what about you?
Oh, yeah. We made a gajillion mixtapes. Probably for my guy friends, too. Yeah.
Did it work?
I guess so.
For girlfriends?
Yeah.
Or was it to get a girl?
I don't know, both. Yeah. It was an easy way to tell a girl that you liked her, was be like, hey, I thought you might like this song.
Okay.
And then it's like, it just opens the door.
Did you have a go-to song that you always put on there?
Man, there's probably a Paula Abdul song somewhere. That worked.
Straight up now, tell me, do you really
You know what
want?
Song I absolutely hate that I turn off every single time it comes on? Come On, Eileen.
Oh, I know. You just have this visceral reaction
hate
to it.
That's right from the very beginning. Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Get me out of here.
It always puts me in a good mood. Yes. Yes, McClellan.
You'll appreciate this. A good buddy was DJing the college radio station. He called me up. He said, I'm doing 11 to 12 a night. Do you want to do a dedication to your girlfriend at the time? So I'm like, yes. And she was going to listen. And I had to think, like, what's the perfect song? And I came up with the most cliched song of all time. I did In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
The light, the heat.
I felt so cheesy. Like, what are you doing that? You probably, when you were DJing, you probably did a lot of those.
Yeah, somebody would call in and you... But the fact that Peter Gabriel wrote the song for Roseanne Arquette, the actress, that's the ultimate. You know, when you do a mixtape and you actually say, I'm going to write a song for you.
How many songs has she had written about her?
I know of two. Didn't Toto do?
Because they're both
Rosanna.
Those are both huge songs.
I know.
That's she's quite abused.
She had a run there,
yeah.
Roseanne Arquette. But... Yeah, Peter Gabriel did, and then the band Toto. Yes, Pauline.
Songs I turn off, anything by Jefferson Starship. Not Jefferson Airplane.
Mm.
Jefferson Starship.
Okay.
We built this city on rock and roll?
Whoa. That's a toughie. I would actually exit the car if it were moving.
What about Jane? There's another. Yes. Yeah. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. McLovin has an Against the Grain, and somehow he is going to pull this off without Fritzy here, and you have five limericks.
Yes.
Okay, just explain the premise here.
Okay, you know, Fritzy usually does a limerick, so I've never written a limerick. I looked up the rules. It's simple. There are five lines, one, two, and three, and five rhyme, three and four rhyme.
Okay.
But this was unusual because I've been listening to Todd's limericks. This also says they are usually funny. So I guess there's something new. So I have a limerick for each rookie quarterback.
Okay.
All five rookie quarterbacks.
This is Against the Grain, McLovin.
Okay, let's go in order. Number one overall pick. There was a young quarterback named Trevor who thought he was very clever. He joined up with Urban. Now he needs a bourbon. This rookie contract is going to last forever.
All right.
It's going to feel like forever. Screw up a line. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You're just starting out.
Okay. There was a young quarterback named Zach whose friend Makai always had his back. Now Becton is hurt, and he can't go vert. Man, being a Jets fan is whack.
Whack. Sure works his mom in there somewhere.
There was a young quarterback named Trey who just wanted a chance to play. But Jimmy G got hot. Kyle Shanahan helps a lot. Now the Lance era begins another day. Whatever. Okay. There was a young quarterback named Justin who had the national media lustin'. But he sat behind a redhead who filled the fans with dread because the team doesn't want the rookie to go busting.
You know, I miss Fritzy.
One more. There was a young quarterback named Mac who we all gave a lot of flack. He got the starting nod, but he still has a dad bod. Hopefully his receivers get a lot of yak. Yards after the catch.
Okay.
But I have a bonus.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Who's it a bonus for?
Not us. Andy Dalton, Justin Fields mock headlines that you've all been asking for.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Don't be faulting Dalton if the Bears lose. Okay. Bear with me, says Dalton to fans. Andy is dandy. Okay. This is a harder job than this.
Yes, it is.
Playing Dalton is smarter than the average bear. Red Dawn of a 9-8 record.
No. I think we're done.
A crossing route to bear?
I think we're done. I think we're done.
Justin saying, let Andy play?
Against the grain. Sponsored. I hope that you're still sponsored after that. For autographed cards, memorabilia, rare inserts, rookie cards, there's something for everyone in Panini America packs. Start or continue your collection now at paniniamerica.net. And you do the limerick on a day when Fritzy is not here. And you know what? I'm going to blame him, because if Fritzy had booked a guest this hour, you never would have gotten that opportunity. So I blame Todd for your limerick.
Yeah, Todd gave me the lane there and I took it.
Yeah. And Todd is not supposed to be on his computer. And he's sending me emails here about your limericks. But I'm going to disregard those. He's supposed to be. Now he just came up with headline. No, Todd, you're supposed to be either you're working or you're not. Aren't you supposed to be in Temple today? Aren't you supposed to be observing something today? Stop emailing me. Rob in Georgia joins us. Hi, Rob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time caller. Love the show. 6'2", 210. We're actually traveling. My wife loves the show. I love the show. I got her turned on to the show. Got a couple words from last weekend and best, if you don't mind.
Okay.
The worst was probably my Cleveland Browns choking to Kansas City there. The best was probably Ohio State going down to the Ducks, since I'm a big Blue fan. And, yeah, we're just on our way up to Maine. Going to be Clinton, Connecticut tomorrow. So I was wanting to know if we could stop in for Meet Friday.
No, I don't think I could do that, Rob. But I do appreciate you calling and you and your wife, and safe travels there. We're not open for business like that. I mean, bosses are, you know, wanting us to be careful here. And we will abide by that. Yes, Paul.
It is nice of him to ask, because most people just show up and wait outside.
Yeah. We don't encourage you to do that either. But, you know, we give off that vibe of, hey, come on in and have Meet Friday with us. We'd love to, but we can't. You know, maybe if we went to some place where it was a public place, we could do it, but not here. But safe travels to me. Let's see. What else do we have here? Rick in Florida joining us. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, VP, from rainy South Florida. But then again, it's still summer, still hurricane season. So, you know, it goes without saying. And good morning to front row, back row, and Giamar Chatima Tova to McLovin and Fritzy. So, you know, VP, we're contemporaries. I'm 57, and I have no interest in looking at that list because I don't want my blood pressure to go through the roof. So I'm going to let it go. But as far as this Tom Brady DP, here's the problem that I've always had with fans and people in the media. And it's not that I'm trying to be a homer for my boy who turned 60 yesterday, Dan Marino. But I've always had an issue when media and fans go to championships to rate a player as the greatest of all time. And especially in team sports and the ultimate team sports like football. But I'm going to use the example that I always use. You were a Cincinnati Reds fan growing up. Your guy, Johnny Bench, 2 World Series, 2 MVPs. My guy, Yogi Berra, 11 championships, 3 MVPs. I don't hear Yogi Berra not only as not the greatest player of all time, not even the greatest catcher of all time. That honor always goes to your guy, Johnny Bench. So when the media, when it's convenient for them to use championships, that's when they want to use championships. Bill Russell is not greater than Will Chamberlain. And neither is my guy, Willis Reed. So Tom Brady does not even crack my top 5.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick. That's fine. I mean, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody has, you know, criteria of what they factor in. You know, LeBron James is going to go down as greatest basketball player of all time. In my opinion, he will go down as the greatest basketball player of all time. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's, you know, the number of times he played in the NBA Finals, titles that he's won, MVPs that he's won, what he's done on a consistent basis. You know, he's going to be, to me, the greatest player of all time. Now, you know, if I want to go championships, yes, Michael Jordan won 6, never lost. But that doesn't make him the greatest player of all time. He missed a lot of playoffs, a lot of finals. That's never held against him. We hold it against LeBron if you lose in the NBA Finals. I think he'll go down in history as the most decorated basketball player of all time. And we do pick and choose, because if you're saying, well, it's about championships, then it's Bill Russell. Yeah, but, okay, well, then it's not about just championships. LeBron gave you consistency. He gave you durability. He's always in the finals, it feels like. You know, there's a parallel, I think, with him and Tom Brady, that although LeBron has, it feels like, better numbers consistently, but, you know, he's got more losses in the finals. But it just feels like just getting to the Super Bowl, even if you lose, and Brady's lost, what, three? But he lost close Super Bowls to the Giants twice, and then he lost to the Eagles. But he played, I mean, he threw for 500 yards, and they lost to the Eagles. LeBron took, I think, the worst team that's ever gone to an NBA Finals, and they played the Spurs, and you know, San Antonio was full of Hall of Famers, including their coach. But yeah, I know that's on a side topic here, but you know, when you talk about greatest player of all time, you're just trying to understand, okay, what is the rationale between picking somebody? Yeah, Paul.
Okay, so take this to the NBA. If you said resume, but take away resume, in your lifetime of watching basketball, who was the player that when he was at his best was so much better than number two? Was it Kareem at his peak? Was it blank at their peak? Is there a player in your lifetime watching sport where, like, this is by far the best player in the sport, and number two is number two by far?
Kareem.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Kareem was, like, it was, he was freakishly great in the 70s. And he missed that TV era where he was at his peak. He got revitalized with Magic, but he could do everything. I mean, he'd give you 30 and 17 and block shots, and he just, there, and he had so much talent, grace, athleticism. There was nobody like him. There hasn't been anybody like him in the history of the sport. Like, you'll get people who try to emulate Steph Curry. Nobody. I mean, we've had people try to emulate Michael Jordan. Nobody even tries to emulate Kareem. Right? Nobody. And now, you know, we have no real demand for Big Ben, at least playing down low. I mean, he was unstoppable. I thought he could have scored 100 points in a game. I thought he could have matched Wilt. Yeah, Paul.
At age 24, Kareem averaged 35 points per game, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, and they estimated 4.5 blocks.
Yeah, because they didn't count blocks back then.
They estimated, they went back at it and looked at it, they said about 4.5 blocks.
Yeah, Seton.
Would a player like that work, though, today?
Probably not, because he would develop different skills now. And probably wouldn't have developed that sky hook.
I mean, you're trading twos for threes, right?
Yes. So yeah. All I know is somebody will do a counterattack, and you will have somebody win with big players. They'll dominate you inside. Because you have to guard my guys as well. You might be shooting threes, but I just think somebody is going to be, you know, counterintuitive and saying, hey, why don't you guard my big guy? Like, if Shaq is playing now, why wouldn't I take advantage of Shaq down low or Kareem down low? They would average 40. And they would put you in foul trouble. Like, somebody's going to do that one day. It's just like the running game in football. You know, when Tennessee did it, and we're like, whoa, wait a minute. Well, that's their offense. It's built around running the football. And, you know, Lamar Jackson with Baltimore. Like, there's certain teams that are just like, this is what we're built to do. The Cleveland Browns are built to run the football. Not everybody can pass. Not everybody can shoot threes. Man, I went off on a tangent or two there. How about we take a break here? By the way, there's an announcement that'll be made at halftime of tonight's game between the Giants and the Washington football team that will involve the future of the Hard Knocks series. This, according to a league source that told Adam Schefter. We'll come back. We'll last call for phone calls, and we'll try to guess what they're going to do with Hard Knocks. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lamar Jackson is 0-3 against Patrick Mahomes. They face off Sunday night. He's lost to Mahomes in Kansas City in each of the last three seasons. He's 30-5 against the rest of the NFL. He wins almost 86% of his games against the rest of the NFL, but he's 0-3 against Patrick Mahomes. All right, supposed to be an announcement coming up at halftime tonight. The future of Hard Knocks will be revealed at halftime tonight. Who wants to guess what's the future of Hard Knocks on HBO? Seton?
I'm going to guess that they're going to make it, change it from a preseason-only show to a regular season show and follow a team through the whole year.
Okay. Don't we have something like that? Does Amazon do that?
All or nothing.
All or nothing?
Yeah,
okay.
It's awesome, too.
Okay. They've done that with soccer as well, didn't they?
A bunch of different sports. Yeah, rugby they've done. Yeah. They did one on the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay. Paulie?
Some people thought they were going to cancel the show, but I don't think they would do a big hyped announcement around that. I agree with Seton. It's going to morph into a season-long show that's natural, longer, more sponsorships, more deals. We've seen the preseason stuff.
What about you, McLovin?
Not only are they going to do a regular season, they're going to have a version of it for all 32 teams.
Ooh. I don't know if I want that.
No.
Maybe multiple teams.
It was noted, you know, the ratings didn't do well this summer, even with the Cowboys.
Even with the Cowboys. But if you were going to pick a team this year to do it on during the season, who would it be? Jacksonville? It'd be interesting. All right, some phone calls in here. Woody in Illinois. Hi, Woody.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great, Woody.
Long time listener, first time caller, 6'2", and for radio purposes, 210.
All right.
Hey, I used to live with Paul down at SIU Carbondale, and I didn't. I don't think he plugged the Salukis enough when we were talking about. Would you rather be known or not known? Hey, we've got a lot of famous alumni, Paulie being one of them now, but Denny McCarthy. Dan, you probably made Southern famous, too, on the Midnight Madness games back in the late 80s and early 90s. We've met.
All right. Well, thank you, Woodman. Good to talk to you. And, yeah, I did make a visit to Carbondale. Had a nice visit there. For the Salukis. Didn't you play Popeye Jones in Middle Tennessee? Is that right?
Murray State. Woody met you. He was one of the basketball team managers and a former roommate of mine.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Woodman. Will in Ohio. Hi, Will. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I'm sitting out in front of the Monkey Bar in Mason, if you know where that is.
No, I don't think I do.
Island on the river. Oh. Anyway, I think I went to a concert with you in 1981. Were you a DJ at WTUE back then?
Yes, I was.
And I won tickets, and it was the Back in Black tour, and it was on a bus, took us all down on a bus, and we had a box up there in Riverfront Coliseum, and I was in the eighth grade. And I think you were Dan Pugh back then.
Yes. I didn't buy you beer, though, did I, Will?
You did not buy me beer, but I sat in the back of the bus, and it didn't smell like beer, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you're referring to. Maybe some people didn't. Referring.
Double entendre?
Hey-o.
I don't know what you're referring to, Will. Maybe some of those DJs didn't bathe. Do you know that I don't remember going to that show?
Well, see the previous comment about that he was referring to.
I don't remember seeing AC/DC. Damn. I hope I had a good time.
Fire.
Every song sounded like. That's probably why I don't remember AC/DC. Because they're TNT. Dynamite. Oh, no. You know what? I saw AC/DC with Bon Scott.
Dang.
Nice.
That's how long ago I saw AC/DC. All right.
Where are they on the list, by the way? Any AC/DC songs on the top 500?
I don't think they're in the top 200. We'll check.
They just put all AC/DC songs as one song.
That is
242.
Entire catalog.
Paulie wants to know if I want somebody from Rolling Stone who was part of this list.
Didn't we have Rob Tannenbaum on years ago?
Yeah, but
or
I don't.
David Frick.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Make you angry?
No, it's just I'm not investing time or emotion in this. It's just, you know, it's all about just loving music, and we all have taste. So if you like, except for some of the editors at Rolling Stone who don't have any taste,
it's not a contest, Dan.
It's not. It's just it's a celebration of a lot of different genres. Dale in Indiana. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
5'9" and a soft 180.
Soft.
Yeah, I did look over this list for Rolling Stone top 500 songs, and I will, just in my opinion, it's about as accurate as my six-year-old's explanation of where babies come from. But with that said, I, like Pauly, am a fellow Rush fan, and I was curious to see, and maybe Pauly's already looked, but they do come in the top 500, sitting in at number 435. Can you guess what song it is? And I'll give you a hint. It is right before, it slightly edged out the 2012 Carly Rae Jepsen hit, Call Me Maybe.
Oh, Christ on a bike. I'm going to need a minute.
Thank you, Dale. Pauly, do you know who it is? Is it like Spirit of the Radio or something like that, Dale?
It's actually Limelight. Great song.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Dale.
Just slightly not as great as Carly Rae Jepsen.
Call Me Maybe. Holy crap. Call Me Maybe. Don't waste time and emotion in this Rolling Stone top 500 song.
Too late. If I had a subscription, I'd cancel.
John in Texas. Then we'll do this day in sports history. Hey, John.
Hello, Dan of the Danette. First time, long time.
Hey, bud.
5'10", a gelatinous 275.
Wow. Right.
So I want to do a limerick about how bad most of the callers are at doing limericks. And I guess we can include McLovin in that category after today.
All right, fire away.
A limerick must follow the rules, but these DP show callers are fools. They screw up the rhyme, the meter, and time. Did any of these jerks go to school?
Ooh, okay. I like that. Thank you, John. Thank you. McLovin went to school.
Slightly mean, but accurate.
I know. This day in sports history, Paul?
1953, the St. Louis Browns of the American League were given permission to move to Baltimore, Maryland, where they became the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay.
And Tom Browning in 1988 pitched the 12th perfect game in Major League Baseball. 12th.
You had two guys get their 3,000th hit on this date in 4 years apart, Dave Winfield and Paul Molitor. Molitor, I believe, the first, maybe the only, to have his 3,000th hit be a triple. McLovin, what did you learn today?
I learned that Chris Collinsworth saw OJ play tennis on his USC recruiting trip.
Seton, what did you learn?
Lamar Jackson needs to step back further in the pocket.
Paulie?
You love to hate lists.
Hey, rocket scientists, look no further than the next big thinker, first-in-class technology, a leader in innovation, and intelligence not yet seen from an SUV, the 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Learn more at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. The great filmmaker Ken Burns on his Muhammad Ali documentary tomorrow, and Drew Brees. One more item as we close out this show. When you get finished golfing or lifting weights or running around the neighborhood, your body probably doesn't recover like it used to. You got sore muscles, that post-workout discomfort, and probably got inflammation popping up in new spots all the time. That's why I'm thankful for Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons. If it's good enough for pros like Carson Palmer, Ricky Fowler, former baseball great Steve Garvey, then it should be good enough for us, right? I trust Level Select CBD because it's formulated with doctors. High concentration of CBD allows me to feel it work immediately. And 0% THC. I apply the Level Select Sports Cream and the Roll-On right to the sore spot and let that proprietary blend of CBD go to work. And you'll feel it within the first 30 seconds. Go to LevelSelectCBD.com. Use the promo code DP30. $30 off your entire order today. LevelSelectCBD.com. Promo code DP30. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.